Next case, please.
Next application is case number 11577, the application of John L. Harrison, seeking a variance for a reduction in the side yard and front yard setback, referencing section 115-34B of the Sussex County Ordinance. Property located south of Route 54 Lighthouse Road, being northwest of Maple Lane, approximately 300 feet south of Cedar Road, and being more specifically lot 55, subdivision number 5 within Kenwick subdivision. 911 address is 38290 Maple Lane, Selbyville. Zoning district is MR, medium density residential. The tax map ID is district 533, map 20.09, parcel number 26. Gentlemen, to be more specific, the applicant is requesting a 6.8-foot variance from a required 10-foot side yard setback for an attached shed, and also requesting a 3/10-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for the dwelling. In this application, we do have a letter of support from the HOA for a portion of the application, and for the one letter of opposition and no mail returns. The one letter that we received is in support is from Edward J. Brady with the HOA. He makes reference to his support on behalf of the HOA, Homeowner Building Committee for the HOA for Kenwick. Basically, it says there are two variance requests before the committee tonight. One is a 3/10-foot variance request from the 30-foot front yard setback. Our association does not contest a front variance request, since that would leave 29.7-foot from the front property line, which exceeds our 25-foot minimum front setback from the property line. The other variance request before you is a 6.8-foot variance request from the county 10-foot minimum side yard setback, since that would leave a structure 3.2 feet from the side property line, which violates the Kenwick minimum 5-foot side yard setback minimum. We beg you to deny this variance request for the side yard. The association would not object to the Board of Adjustment granting a 5-foot variance, which would result in Mr. Harrison reducing the shed size, therefore allowing the shed to be 5 feet from the side property line, which would comply with the Kenwick deed covenants. He also provided a history of, over the last year or so, what took place between Mr. Brady and the applicant. The other letter was from Lester and Joan Baker. They're in receipt of the notification for the variance for side and front yard for the reference property. They're not able to attend, but wish to express their objection to the granting of the subject variance. They believe such a variance would impact greatly on the immediate neighbors of this property, given the closeness of the homes and on the overall appearances of those residences situated on Maple Lane.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lynn. Okay, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
John Harrison, 19 Old Spring Court, Cockeysville, Maryland, 21030. 8290 Maple Lane is my second home.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you, gentlemen. My wife and I acquired this property in November of 2013. And the property as it existed included the home before I constructed the shed. I set out to build a conforming shed when I started this process, and I made a couple mistakes along the way. First of all, I read the covenants and was trying to comply with those covenants of being within 5 feet of the property line, and my neighbor has a fence that is constructed on her property, and I intentionally set the shed so that it would be 5 feet from her fence. As I set about building the shed, I originally intended to build a detached shed, and in the process of constructing it, I decided to attach it to the home, I later learned out that that was a problem with the scenario, and so that was what caused me to apply for the zoning variance. So I went and had a boundary survey done, where I realized now that her fence was set within inside her property line. It was not set on the property line, so I realized I was in a bad situation. So I've applied for the variance, and I've had several conversations with Mr. Brady from the Homeowners Association. And what I'm asking for now, even though this says it's a 6.8 variance, I would like to amend it if possible so that I can remain in conformance with the covenants of the community. It's a very, very narrow lot. It's only 50 feet wide. The house that exists there is on a crawl space. It's a three-bedroom rancher, about 1,300 square feet. And there is no outside storage for anything, including lawn equipment, bicycles, anything recreational, et cetera. So that was the reason for the for trying to construct a shed of this size in the first place. It's partially constructed. As soon as I learned that there was a problem, I stopped construction and left it as it was at that point in time. There's not another area on the property where I could move the shed to make it conform with the 5-foot covenants from the neighborhood. Did I create the problem? Yes, but in a way, it was because of the planning assumption, thinking that the fence for the neighbor was constructed on the property line, which I later learned it was not. In terms of altering the essential character of the neighborhood, I don't believe that it will create a problem with the neighborhood. It's going to be finished in the color and style of the home. It will have nice moldings around it. It's constructed on concrete piers with 2x6 pressure treated lumber. It's very substantially built and would look pleasing to the neighborhood. It will also have a window fronting the road to make it look nice and pleasing. There are many homes in the neighborhood that have these attached sheds that are very similar and very close to the property line. I have photographs and pictures if you would like to see, you know, exactly some examples of what I'm talking about, and I'd be happy to share those with you. My immediate neighbor, where the shed is constructed, is named Mary Voorhees, and I've talked with her personally, and she has no objection to the shed staying as it stands. But even so, I'm happy to shorten the shed so that it is compliant with the covenants, if that would help you grant the variance this evening. Do you all have any questions?
We'll see if there's any questions from members of the board. Mr. Rickers, we'll start with you.
Yeah, you said you're going to make the Homeowners Association happy by making it 5 feet, right?
That's correct.
Will make us happy and detach the shed so you can just see through it.
I could.
Could that happen? Could you do that?
I could detach the shed.
Just so you can see through it now, that's all. You don't have to make it a 5 feet from the house, as long as it's under 600 square feet. And
I could do that. It would mean that I would need to also reconstruct the area behind the shed, because I've attached it. I removed the siding. I did a lot of things.
Do you have access to it from the house? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Oh,
I do not.
Okay.
I just attached it to the house, but I removed the siding so that I could get directly up against the solid construction of the home.
Because you'd only have to be 5 feet off the line there. So you'd have 5 feet for the county and 5 feet for the Homeowners Association. So you wouldn't need a variance at all.
If I had had the boundary survey first, that would have been true.
No, perhaps if you detach
it. A picture would show you.
If you detached it, I'm saying if you detached it. If you detached it, you only have to be 5 feet from the line for the county.
Right, but I'm 3.2 feet from the line.
How do you how you're going to make it, so there, you told me you're going to make it 5 feet from the line.
I am going to deconstruct the front of the shed.
And make it 5 feet from the line,
make
right?
Make it 5 feet from the line, that's right.
Okay.
Can we see some pictures?
Yes, yes, we can.
So if you detached the shed, it would be still 5 feet from the line, wouldn't it?
Once I shorten it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just let me have...
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
This is the photo. You're
right,
of the
you're right to explain that to Pudi and then bring him back.
Okay. Alright, so what I have here are several examples of attached sheds and detached sheds that are within very close proximity to the property line. In this first example, this shed sits behind a detached shed, but it is an attached one that, that clearly shows you it's about 5 feet from the property line. In this photograph, this is a shed that sits underneath a stair structure for a multi-story home. You can see how close it is to the to tree line and the fence line as it stands there. This is another example of a very large shed, very close again to the property line. Very similar in terms of the look and structure of the shed that I've started to construct and would like to finish. Several more examples. Here's one in particular that appears to be within about 3 feet of its fence on the property line. And this one, you can see the neighbor's boat in their side yard. You can see the fence, shed constructed within about 3 feet of their property line as well. And then the final picture is the copy of the shed that I've started to construct. My plan is to remove about 1.8 feet off the front of the shed to make it conforming with the covenants.
Yeah, 1.8 tenths of a foot, right? To make it conforming.
That's right, 1.8. That's correct.
Did I explain that correctly?
Yes, sir. If it was detached, it can be placed 5 feet from the line. If it's attached, it's supposed to be, it's considered part of the dwelling and required to be 10.
That's correct.
So you want to go along with the variance? You want a variance?
I would prefer to have the variance.
That's what
attached.
I'm trying to get you to say.
Yes, I would
Do you
prefer.
Want to go through with the variance? You could yes. not have the variance if you did that.
No, I understand that was a possibility, but I would prefer to have the variance.
Okay.
That's his
right there. Mm-hmm.
While the board is looking at your photos,
yes.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but you also are applying for a variance from the front yard setback for a dwelling.
Yes, Mr. Brady explained that to me. The house was pre-existing, and we had no knowledge of it being set in a location that would have been out of compliance.
How long has the house been there?
Since 1985.
So the final analysis, what are you asking the county for? What's your variance on your shed?
Asking for a 5 foot variance from the property line.
Okay. And the front, you're asking for a 3/10 of a foot, correct?
That's correct.
Mr. Bortman, do you have any further questions?
No question.
Mr. Hudson?
No question.
I'll wait till Mr. Mills gets done.
And for the benefit of the record, the staff picked up the need for the 3/10 foot variance from the front when we saw the survey.
Okay.
Prior to building the shed, did you apply for a permit?
I have a permit for a detached shed, and in the process of building the shed, I decided to attach it and didn't realize that was going to create the issue.
Okay.
You say you had a permit for a detached shed and decided to attach it?
I did, okay, in the middle. And
so it said 5 feet, right?
Pardon?
So it said 5 feet, right?
Okay. No, I'm not sure I understood your question.
The permit said the setback was 5 feet because it was detached.
Yes, and at that time I was assuming it was from the neighbor's fence, which is set inside.
Okay.
All right. Are there any further questions? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Sir, if you're opposed, would you come forward, please? You can just sit way down up here front in case we need you again.
Mm-hmm.
This gentleman's coming up.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Edward Brady, 37862 Cedar Road, Shelbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Team?
My name is Everett Brady. I am chairman of the Kingwick Building Committee, representing the community of Kingwick on the Bay. My primary responsibility is to see that all building projects comply with the minimum building setbacks as outlined in our deed covenants. Kingwick minimum building setbacks from property lines are as follows: front 25 feet, side 5, and rear 20. Mr. Harrison has two variants request before the committee tonight. One is for the 3/10 front variance from the Sussex County front yard requirement of 30 feet minimum building setback. Our association does not object to this variance request. The second variance request is for 6.8 feet to the Sussex County side yard setback requirement of 10 feet. The Kingwick Association objects to this variance request. This variance is requested because Mr. Harrison built a 7-foot-by-12 shed that attaches to the existing home and encroaches into the Sussex County side yard setback requirement of 10 feet, leaving 3'2" to the side property line. If this 6'8" variance request was granted, it would also encroach into the Kingwick 5-foot minimum side setback of 1.8 feet, which our association finds unacceptable and also would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. On May the 9th, 2015, Mr. Harrison and I met to discuss the issue and try to reach a compromise that would resolve the problem in the best interest of all parties. We agreed to the following. Mr. Harrison would remove 1.8 feet from the front of the shed, which would leave 5 feet to the side property line. This would comply with the Kingwick deed covenants. Mr. Harrison and I would not object to the Board of Adjustment revising the various variance requests from 6.8 feet to 5 feet. If the Board of Adjustment would grant this revised variance request of 5 feet instead of the 6.8, Mr. Harrison would not have to remove the shed from the house and with removing the 1.8 feet from the shed, we'll still provide a good sized shed, 5.2 by 12 feet, and would be in compliance with the Kennewick Homeowners Association. I'd like to thank you for your consideration, Ed Brady. And just as a point that I heard the conversation, it would present a hardship, in my viewpoint, for Mr. Harrison to have to remove the shed from the house. Because when he attached it, he removed the vinyl siding all behind it. So if he were to do what Mr. Rickard suggested, put an airspace between it, remove the 1.8, he would have the problem of matching the existing siding. I think the request is reasonable. I think it works out for all parties. My intent is certainly not to bring any added hardship to Mr. Harrison. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone else here in opposition? No? Chair hearing none? Is there any questions for... Okay, chair hearing none, then I'll entertain a motion. I'm sorry?
Did he address
it later? Yeah. I believe he did.
What do you say on the floor?
Again, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we take case number 11,577 under advisement.
Okay, we have a second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 11,577 under advisement at this time. All those in favor of the motion, get the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement this evening. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Board's going to stand recessed for about 5 minutes.